Today on Lifestyle, our guests are Diane Giovinazzi, Supervisor of the LIHEAP Program at Catholic Charities, and Kate Irwin, Case Manager of the Weatherization Assistance Program at Catholic Charities. Thanks so much for being here.
Hello, Alice.
Diane, let's start with you. What is LIHEAP?
LIHEAP is the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. We provide heating assistance in the wintertime, and sometimes there is also funding available for the summer cooling program.
What does LIHEAP provide?
It provides oil, kerosene, propane. We also provide assistance with electric and natural gas. Basically, it is whatever your heating source is. Normally, we see clients from the end of August through the end of March, but this year we are moving our intake date up to July 1st. So basically, we have started seeing clients. The heating season is considered October 1st to the end of April. So once you come in and you're qualified for the program, usually we get our funding in December. So once the benefits hit, your vendors are notified. They're given the amount, and then they take it from there.
What other programs does LIHEAP provide?
LIHEAP also, if funds are available, has a crisis program. Now, there are guidelines as far as temperature concerned for those programs. So let's say in the wintertime, you've gotten your first benefit, you have used it, and you're out of oil or you're very close, you would give us a call. And if the temperature is 40 degrees or below for the next 72 hours, and we decide that there is going to be a crisis program based on the temperature, you have the availability of getting additional oil. In the summertime, on the flip side of that, if the temperature, the heat index is 95 degrees or above for 72 hours, there may be assistance as far as preventing disconnects or getting someone disconnected back online. There is a certain price element to it that we can go up to. So if it's enough to cover what the cost is, we can provide that additional assistance.
Diane, is that the only component besides heat?
Sometimes there is funding set aside for summer cooling. Now, that would be based on you have to have been in the previous winter and you have to have been funded, but there may be a stipend that is set aside. It goes to different people every year. The past few years, it has been to senior citizens, people that are disabled, and people with children 5 and under in the household. And that would be, usually it's a one-time amount that is put on your electric. So if you're Delmarva or down in Middletown, City of Newark, that would go to your electric provider. Your heating source may be oil or natural gas or something. So this goes to whatever vendor you have for electric.
Diane, how do I apply for LIHEAP?
You would call for an appointment at any of the Catholic Charities offices. We have an office in Newcastle County. It's located at 2601 West 4th Street in Wilmington. The number there would be 302-654-9295. For Kent County offices, the number is 302-674-1782. And in Sussex County, the office is located in Georgetown, Delaware. Their number is 302-856-6310. Now, also, I want to mention there are clients that are considered mailers. These would be senior citizens or people that are disabled or on disability. Usually it's people on a fixed income. They would get an application mailed to their house once they are told that they can be mailer status. And usually the applications go out June 1st or sometime around there in Sussex County. In Kent County, they go out around the middle of the month. In Newcastle, it is the end of June. When the applicant gets that, they go ahead and provide the paperwork. It's fairly self-explanatory, but I encourage people, if they have questions, to call the local office or even call, you know, the main office, and they will get you connected with us. We will walk you through the process. Also with the mailers, if you don't have access to a copy machine or you're not sure about the documentation, you can always call, make arrangements to come in. We will walk you through the application. We will photocopy items, and we will make sure the application gets down to Dover for processing.
Okay, so in order for someone to become eligible to be a mailer and receive an application in the mail, they would have a conversation with one of your caseworkers, case managers, at their location nearest them.
They would have to come in the first time so that we can assess the situation, because the demographics change even within the family every year. You might have a senior that is made a mailer that then has grandchildren move in, and a single child or a divorced child or something that has an income. They may have have to move from mailer status back into a walk-in. So we would initially see them, we would make them a mailer. If for some reason someone knows that they're supposed to be a mailer and did not receive an application within a two-week period after the state, what I said the county would be, they can call in, we'll do a little research. Sometimes people don't get an application, sometimes they forget to apply in a year. If you're dropped off the rolls because you don't apply 1 year, we will not automatically mail an application out to you. So you'd have to call, we do a little research and see if we can put you in mailer status again.
Okay, that's good to know. Who is eligible for the program?
There's an income eligibility. You have to be 200% or below in the poverty level. And we don't discourage people from applying. If you have a question, call to the office, because a lot of times what we consider income or gross net or whatever, we would rather you come in. Now, you can give us a general idea and we can let you know right off the bat if you're eligible or not, because we have other programs. If you are 200 to 300% of the poverty level, we also have a weatherization type program beyond what Kate will talk about that encompasses people that fall into that category. And we would have someone come in, do a LIHEAP application. If they're over income, we would say, okay, we have this other program. Are you interested? We'll do an application while you're here and get you into that program.
What are the benefits if someone qualifies?
Okay, the cheapest way to heat is with natural gas. Then it's electric, then it is oil, and propane or kerosene are the most expensive ways. So depending on how many people are in your household, what your income is, and how you heat, there's a sliding scale. So it's an individual case on each family that comes in.
And they find that out when they come in.
Exactly.
Excellent. Now, one of my favorite parts of the lifestyle interview is hearing about success stories. Can you share one with our listeners today?
We recently had a senior citizen on a fixed income. She owns her home, but because of high prescription copays, she just doesn't have enough money at the end of the month to stretch all the time. And she really can't afford or could not afford to get oil in her tank. And after she applied for LIHEAP, she was qualified for a benefit that gave her enough money to put oil in her tank for pretty much the whole season. Now, this past winter was an unusual winter because it was extremely mild, so she could stretch her money a little more than she normally would, but she even had a little money left over towards the end of the season. And since the program ends on April the 30th, about a week or two before the end of the program, we said, call your vendor and see, you know, how much money is allotted to you and see if you can get them to either come top your tank off or maybe you can make up the difference and start out the next season with a full tank, because we often find that's a problem. When it starts to get cold in October and people go to turn their heater on, there's nothing there or there is very little. And the lesser amount that you get delivered, the more they charge you per gallon. So if you can start the season with 3/4 or a full tank, that might tide you over until your benefit hits. Now, one thing I wanted people to understand, when you get a benefit, if you're a customer to an electric or a natural gas company, they see your name on a list and gives you the amount. You get to use whatever you use out of that. But for oil, propane, or kerosene, you call, they know the amount, and as they deliver, they bill us. So it's not like they're holding on to $500 of money that's designated for you. As they deliver, they go ahead and send us an invoice and we pay them that way.
Do you have a message for our listeners that you would like to leave them with?
I think the main thing is everybody who is running up against a problem with being able to heat, because especially with senior citizens, we find a lot of times they're turning their heat off during the day, or they're doing without, or, you know, they're kind of pretty much sometimes moving in with friends because they can't afford to heat their house, or they think natural gas is expensive and they're using space heaters. Everybody needs to apply or at least call in and get some information about the program. It's kind of a first come, first serve. The last 2 years we ran a little short on money, and what we're basically doing is trying to get to the most vulnerable. That's why the program has always wanted to highlight seniors, people with disability, or families with children 5 and under. So I would just encourage people, you know, a friend, you know, a neighbor, this is a government program that is there to help you. It's not an entitlement, but also it's something you have every right to, because nobody should go cold.
Now, Diane, you mentioned the dates before, but for heating assistance this coming winter, when is the best time for them to schedule an appointment?
Right away.
Okay.
Because what we're seeing clients early, we started on July the 1st. We probably won't get our funding until sometime in December. But at least if you come in and you have an idea of what you're going to get, you can budget for the winter and have an idea of what is going to be available for you.
If you're just joining us, this is Lifestyle, and we have Diane Giovinazzi from Catholic Charities, supervisor of the LIHEA program, and Kate Irwin, case manager for the Weatherization Assistance Program at Catholic Charities. Now, Kate, what can you tell us about the Weatherization Assistance Program?
The Weatherization Assistance Program is a free energy conservation program designed to decrease energy costs for low-income families. The program is statewide, operates throughout the year, and Catholic Charities is the program administrator. We work under contract to the State Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
And why does the Weatherization Assistance Program target low-income households?
Studies have actually shown that low-income homeowners and renters spend a higher portion of their total income on heating their homes.
So how would someone apply for the program?
Well, many times I have clients who call me directly, and I explain to them what the process is. We refer them back to the LIHEA program that Diane was just talking about. And the reason that we do that is because the income guidelines for LIHEA and for the weatherization program are the same. It's 200% of the federal poverty limit. An example of that is that a household of three with a gross income of $40,320 a year may be eligible for help. Interested applicants do have to remember that the income is based on the gross income of the household, not the net. And if they want to see more about the income eligibility guidelines, we do have that information on our Catholic Charities website.
Kate, what happens after someone signs up?
One of our weatherization staff in the Wilmington office will contact you to schedule a free comprehensive energy audit. The audit suggests weatherization measures that help reduce the cost of your home heating. The person who performs the energy audit is an employee of Catholic Charities. All of our field staff and contractors are required to participate in training programs to keep their certifications up to date. And while every home is different, weatherization typically includes attic wall and foundation insulation and air leakage reduction. You'll notice, Alice, that I made no mention of windows, doors, furnaces, or air conditioners. The reason is this: the program is designed to promote energy conservation. Our guidelines do not allow for repairs of windows, doors, furnaces, or air conditioners. Unfortunately, the program is not a home repair program. We do have names of agencies that we can refer people to if they do need home repairs. However, we cannot do those things for them. Once we get the weatherization work done, one of our weatherization staff goes back to the home to do a follow-up inspection to approve the work.
Is there a warranty on weatherization work?
The weatherization warranty is 1 year after everything has been installed, but we still talk to clients who have had weatherization done a while ago because they know we can help refer them to other agencies if they need help in that way.
If a home was weatherized by another agency, can they apply again?
Not for this program. Unfortunately, this is a federally funded program, and right now Catholic Charities is holding the contract, though there were other agencies in Delaware holding that contract in the past. So once a home has received weatherization services, they're done.
Again, one of my favorite parts of the Lifestyle interview is success stories. Kate, can you share one with us today?
We have many clients that are grateful for the services that they get, and they praise the people that work in their homes and the work that they receive. However, last summer during an energy audit, we had something pop up that was unusual. One of our field staff identified a hot water heater that was heated with natural gas. The hot water heater was leaking carbon monoxide into the home. Our program was able to stop the leak and install weatherization measures. The client did tell us, when we told her what was going on, that she and her grandson were both experiencing headaches, and so you can imagine we were very happy that we were able to help her out with that.
That's amazing. Now, you, Diane, and Kate both mentioned each other's programs. How often do you come into contact with each other, and do you refer clients?
Well, since LIHEAP does the intake, I think when Catholic Charities took on the weatherization program, they were trying to find a streamlined way to get clients to them. So since we have the same income guidelines, people were coming to us, and then we're asking, are you interested in weatherization? One of the things I forgot to mention about the success story was this particular person also applied for weatherization because we found, when when we mentioned part of the cost of heating, if you don't have your window sealed and caulk, good insulation is just everything that you lose. So what we ended up doing is having her sign up for weatherization. We had an energy audit. She had her heater tuned up. There was insulation added to her attic and caulking around her windows. So these home upgrades not only increase her home energy efficiency, but they also lower her heating cost in the long run. And one of the things I want to mention when we talk about the fact that we don't do doors and windows and those kind of things, an energy audit looks for the most bang for your buck as far as saving money. So if people just seem to think that if I need new windows or I get a new door, it's going to solve a lot of problems. But a lot of the times it's not the windows, it's the caulking, it's the lack of insulation, it's the weather stripping, it's minor things like that that save you more money. You might save $100 a year by having new windows, but by have caulking and insulation and things like that, you may save $500. So that's one of the other things about an audit, is to find out exactly where you're losing your heat or where you can conserve and take care of those problems, because for $500, you might be able to save a lot more money than a big outlay for windows. And those are more cosmetic items than items that might actually save you money in the long run.
Right, that makes sense. Now, Kate, is there a limit to the number of energy saving items that your field workers will find in a home that they can fix?
There is. We start with health and safety measures. Those are our first priority. So we're looking to make sure that the furnaces are working correctly, hot water heaters are working correctly, they're not spilling carbon monoxide if they're gas fueled. The insulation, and then when we have insulation, many times we have to add additional ventilation because we've tightened the house up so much. So sometimes a home that has a bathroom fan in it may get a bigger one.
Okay.
Also, if the clients need them, we may install smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors and low energy light bulbs. Every house is different, so I really encourage people not to compare what one family got to another, because every home has its own challenges.
Every home has its own character.
Absolutely.
That's right. Now, you mentioned smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. Are those free?
They are installed as part of the program if the household needs them. It depends on what we find when we go into the house. If it's an old smoke detector, we may upgrade it.
Okay.
Catholic Charities has a program, or has a flyer or a pamphlet that we give out to clients now through another program at Catholic Charities, where there are smoke alarms available for free. You need to call the number. They will come out to your home and see how many you need. They will install them for free. It has a 10-year battery with it. And then also we were told that you can go to any local fire department once the batteries run out and get a new battery. But this is something new. When people come in for an interview for LIHEAP, they are given information about this program, and I would encourage people when they come in, and this is for anybody, it doesn't have to be someone that is eligible for LIHEAP. We always keep some of the pamphlets around the office, so you can always come and get a handful of them if you like and distribute them to friends and neighbors.
Okay, folks, you heard it. At Catholic Charities, you can get your free smoke detector. And what's that main number to call, Diane?
Well, to call for LIHEAP, I would suggest that you can run it through the Newcastle County office. Our number is 302-654-9295.
Okay.
And that is also the number you can call if you want for weatherization, because, like I said, we will set you up for a LIHEAP appointment, see if you're income eligible for that, and then we can go ahead and get into doing the weatherization application also.
Okay. Now, Kate, what message would you like to leave your listeners?
I think the important thing for people to remember is that every home can benefit from an energy audit. I can use my own home as an example. I had an audit done through another program that I was eligible for a couple of years ago, and found out that my home, which is not quite 30 years old, didn't have enough insulation in it. Who would have thought? Building practices change over time, and those are the kinds of things that you really need to keep an eye on. And with this particular program, and I think with the LIHEAP program also, we do run into sometimes clients who feel that what the program offers is something that would be better used for someone else. They don't want to participate because they feel they're taking money from someone else who could benefit from it. And all of these programs, both weatherization and LIHEAP, are federally funded, which means we've already paid into these programs. Our taxes have paid for these programs. And I would encourage anyone, as Diane said earlier, call and find out if you're eligible.
There's no harm in making our homes more energy efficient.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, these are really great programs offered by Catholic Charities. Again, we have LIHEAP, which is Low Income Housing Energy Assistance Program, and the Weatherization Assistance Program. This has been very informative. Thank you so much, Diane and Kate.
Thank you.